Last week we talked about Daniel in chapter 10 of Daniel. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed to Daniel. He got it. A thing was revealed to him. And I want to go to chapter 11 of Daniel today. Just one verse. I don't have time to preach the whole book or the whole chapter. But in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, there's just one verse that the Lord's dropped in my spirit. You know, those that do wickedly, the Bible says, against the covenant of God, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. The key to being strong and carrying out great exploits is to know your God. But there's more in this scripture than meets the eye. It's simple. It's short. But it's powerful. And I want to talk to you about being a game changer. Because Daniel was a game changer. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said Daniel was a game changer. When you look at history, there have been a lot of game changers. Hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, millions of game changers down through history. You know some game changers. We could talk about some very significant things that changed the game. We could talk about Edison. We could talk about Henry Ford. You wouldn't be driving an automobile today if it weren't for him or somebody like him that came along. You know, in the last 100 years, we went from, or maybe 115 years now, we went from no air travel, barely automobile travel, to jet airliners that carry 300, 400, 500, 600 passengers around the world. Many of you in your lifetime, you've seen the transition. So were it not for two brothers, the Wright brothers, how would you like to be named Wright? The Wright brothers. I'm always the Wright brother. It's kind of like having a last name Rich. I'm always Rich. Rich and Wright. The Rich brothers and the Wright brothers. But there have been game changers, and I don't have time to talk about all those that have changed history because they changed the game, because they had an idea, because they believed in something, because they did something. They went above and beyond. They pushed. There was a problem, and they solved it. Oh, you missed that. I said there was a problem, and they solved it. You were created to solve problems. You were created for conflict. You were built for battle, and you were created to solve problems. And if there is a problem that is in your world, in your life, it needs to be solved by you with the power of the Holy Ghost flowing through you. You didn't hear me. I said you are a problem solver. You are anointed to solve problems. You are greater than you think you are. You are enough. You think you're too tired. You think it's too late. You think you're too old. You think you're too thin. You think you're too fat. You did better when you had hair. Why do you think like that? You are enough. God has anointed some game changers in this room, in this place, some watching online. You are anointed as a game changer. A game changer is a visionary. A game changer is a trendsetter. A game changer is a path breaker, an upsetter, an innovator. Somebody that drastically changes the outcome. It's a remnant person. It's somebody that won't settle for status quo. It's somebody that doesn't believe the negative false report. Let me ask you, whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I am healed. His report says, I am free. His report says, I am blessed. His report says, I am anointed. His report says, I am greater than I think I am, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. His report says, I am an overcomer through the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. His report says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Whose report will you believe? I'm looking for some game changers. I'm looking at a lot of game changers, but some of you don't know that you're game changers. You don't know that you're trendsetters. You don't know that you're an upsetter. You don't know that you're an innovator. You don't understand that you can drastically change the outcome of your world, of your environment, of your atmosphere by just doing one or two things. So I'll show you in the scripture. Go to that next slide, please. Daniel 11:32, those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Let's read it again. I want you to get it in your spirit. The people, are you a people? Are you people? Are you a peep? The people who know their God. Now, knowing God is key here. Not just knowing who he is, not just knowing about him, not just knowing somebody that knows him, but you have to know him. But when you dig into the word know there, the Hebrew word, it goes a little bit deeper than just understanding and having revelation of being acquainted with somebody. It goes much deeper. As a matter of fact, that word is a Hebrew word, and it's yado, yada, or yada, Y-A-D-A, or Y-A-D-A-H, or Y-A-D-O-H. There's several translations, there's several spellings, and it has to do with the hands. Those that know their God with uplifted hands, it actually means praise. With uplifted hands. Those who are intimate with God, who have lifted up their hands and become praisers, they are the ones that will be strong and do great exploits. Know is more than knowledge. It's yada, extended hands in praise. It means the people who praise God. And when you begin to dig into the root of this, it's people that are praisers, people that praise God. And as you know, there are many words in the Bible about praise. There are many words about those of us that become intimate with God through our praise, through our worship, through our adoration to him. So you can only read this scripture, those who praise God. Those who are intimate with him, those who understand getting close to God with uplifted hands, with praise, with shout, with glory to him, shall be strong and do great exploits. As you dig into it, todah praise is another word there. And it means to praise God before the breakthrough.
Well, I'll praise him when he does it.
God ever does that, boy, I'll shout. I'm waiting on God. Patiently, I'm waiting on God. Can I break it to you? God's waiting on you. Let me break it to you. God is waiting on you. The people that know God, the people that praise God, the people that lift up their hands and worship him, the people that are intimate with him, the people that have pressed in, See, we're waiting on God to do something. God's waiting on us. The people that praise him, the people that know him, shall be strong and do great exploits. You want to be strong? Start praising him. You want to do great exploits? Start praising him. You want to see something take place in your world, in your family, in the atmosphere, on your job, in your business, in this city, in this country, in this nation, on the planet Earth? Start praising him. Be a praiser. Be a set. Be a pace setter. Be a game changer. Be a path breaker. Be an innovator. Be somebody that's not waiting on somebody else. You're going to be the praiser. You're going to worship God. You're going to lead the way. You're going to press in no matter how you feel. That is a two-syllable word, right? Feel. How do you feel? I don't feel like praising him today. I don't feel like going to church. I don't feel like paying my tithes. I don't feel like witnessing. I don't feel like reading my Bible. So you don't. Oh, I hit somebody there. There'll be toe salve at the back door to put on your toes because I'm trying to step on your toe. Those that know their God, it's more than knowledge. It's more than head knowledge. It's more than knowing about him or knowing who he is or knowing somebody that knows him. It is praising him, to know him. And todah praise is praising before your breakthrough, before the answer comes, before anything has taken place. You're praising him anyway because you know he's faithful. You know his word is true. You know he's not a man that he's going to lie. You know that you're going to praise him now because the answer's on the way. Before you even praise, he knows what you need. And in chapter 10 of Daniel, the angel of the Lord was sent and said, from the first day you prayed, your prayers were heard in heaven. God heard your word and he sent me, and I am here now because of your words. Halal is another word for praise. Halal comes from the root of hallelujah. Compound word, halal means to celebrate with exuberance, to dance, to praise, to bless, to worship. Luya, hallelujah, is Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. And it means literally to praise Jehovah, to praise God, to celebrate with exuberance the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of the universe. Tehillah is another word for praise. Tehillah praise is with music. It's loud music. It's always loud in there. It's going to be loud. We're going to make loud music to him. We're going to make loud noise to him. Bring your earplugs. Bring some cotton and put in your ears. We used to have a man. He's gone on to be with the Lord now, but he was a member of this church for many years. Al Rich. Al would come in. He was about 5'3". And he was the most happy, joyous guy you would ever see. He was in his 80s. And Al would come in and sit right back there. He would take out his earbuds. He would plug his ears. And then he would. If it's too loud, you're too old. Did I say that? Maybe we ought to start supplying some earplugs back there. And if you need them, we'll supply them and plug them in and then shout on. Tehillah praise is loud vocal praise with loud music. It has to do with music. It has to do with noise. It's about releasing a roar unto him with the trumpets, with triumph. Make a joyful praise. Make a joyful shout unto the Lord. Those that know their God, those that make loud praise, vocal praise, make music to him, shall be strong and do great exploits. Those that celebrate with exuberance, that dance and swirl and spin, shall be strong and do great exploits. I'm preaching better than you're shouting. Then there's Shabbat praise. I don't have time to get all of them. I'm just giving you a few of them today. But Shabbat praise means to shout, to raise or release a holy roar. We have a school called the School of Roar, raising, ordaining, advancing the remnant, and it has to do with releasing a roar, releasing a shout, releasing a holy roar, releasing praise unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is worthy of your praise. You see, some people in some churches, they're very quiet. They're very reserved. And when they go to church, they just want to be very quiet and reverent. And that's okay. You can be quiet. There's a time. Ecclesiastes said there is a time for everything under the sun. A time to be born, a time to die. Come on, there's a whole list there of things that special time. And there's a time to be quiet. And there's a time to shout. You got to know how to do both. You got to read the room. Read the atmosphere. Read the people. Where are you? Wherever you are, what is appropriate at that time? In this church, we believe in the Bible ways to praise the Lord. And if you want to be quiet, you fit right in. You can be quiet. Nobody's going to say anything to you. But if you want to dance and rejoice and shout and jump and spin, you fit right in. But if you do that at some places, they'll throw you right out. But I'm trying to tell you what you have to do if you want to be strong and if you want to do great exploits. You have to know your God. And again, the word know there is more than just knowledge. It's more than just insight. It's more than just revelation. It has to do with who we are and what we do. Yada, extend your hands in praise. Praise Him before your breakthrough comes. You need a breakthrough now? You should have been praising yesterday. You need a breakthrough tomorrow? You better be praising today. Praise before the breakthrough. Celebrate with exuberance. Tehillah praise. Lift up a shout unto the Lord. Shabak, shout. Raise a holy roar. And then there's Barak praise. That means to kneel, to bow down, to praise, to bless the Lord. So when you put it all together, it's all about intimate worship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So here's what he says. Those that know their God, those that worship their God, those that are praisers, those that extend their hands in praise, and they praise before the breakthrough comes, and they praise and celebrate with exuberance, and they praise with loud praising, with loud music, and they release a shout, and they raise a holy roar. I'm preaching better than you're shouting right now. And they kneel, and they praise, and they bow, and they bless. Those are the ones that shall be strong and do great exploits. You want to be strong? You want to carry out great exploits? Go back one. Thank you. You want to be strong? Game changers are strong. Be strong. So I don't know if I can be strong. Be strong in the power of His might. Be strong. How do I be strong if I'm not strong? Be a praiser. Know your God. And then you will be strong. You will become strong. Strength will come to you. Strength will be poured out on you. When you didn't think you were strong, when you are weak, He is strong. And He lives in you. And strength comes to you. And when you are strong, when you become strong, you will prevail. You will prevail over doubt. You will prevail over fear. You will prevail over trouble. Because you are strong. Well, I wish I was as strong as you. You are strong. You're greater than you think you are. You are anointed for such a time as this. You are a game changer. You are a path setter. You are a trailblazer. You are a trendsetter. You are an innovator. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to tell you who you are in Him. You will prevail. When you are strong, you will prevail. You take charge. Quit letting everybody run over you. You don't have to be mean. Just stand your ground. When you don't know anything else to do, just stand. Stand your ground. Take charge. Be confident in who you are. Because I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, stand. withstand. You can withstand more than you think you can withstand. You can withstand the pressure. You can withstand the pain. You can withstand the stress. You can withstand the frustration. Yes, you can. Quit giving in. We prayed last night, and the word of the Lord dropped in my spirit last night was push back, push back, push back. The Bible says no weapon formed against you will prosper. So when the enemy comes in, push back. When he comes against you with fear, push back. When he comes against you with lack, push back. When he comes about against you with a bad report, push back. Refuse it, rebuke it in Jesus' name. Push back, push back. You can withstand. When you become strong, you have an anointing to help people. You have an anointing to heal. You have an anointing to cure. You have an anointing to make people whole. The anointing is in your hands. We go back to the first word. People that know their God, yada, praise, lift up the hand. When you lift up the hand and you are intimate with him, his power flows through you. Don't you know he is the healer? Let the healing power flow through your hands. Lay hands on somebody and watch them be healed. When you're strong, you conquer. Somebody say, I am a conqueror. I am a conqueror. I am an overcomer. The word says, I am an overcomer through the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. You need to share your testimony. You need to shout the word. You need to be a praiser. We have to praise him. We have to lift up holy hands. We lift up a shout. We lift up a noise. We make noise. Make a joyful shout, a joyful noise unto him with music, with clapping our hands. Another word for praise, it's not on my list, but I've heard it. I preached it to you before. You've heard it before. It's taqwa. It's when we clap our hands. We clap. Clapping. It's clapping our hands like you're going to nail it down. Like you're going to put the nail in the coffin. You're going to put the nail in the lid. You're going to nail it down. You're going to shut it down. And when you praise him, you need to be praising like you mean business. You need to praise like this is it. Nail it down. Nail it down. Nail it down. Nail it down. The word is there. The healing is there. The victory is there. Nail it down. Nail it down. Nail it down. Take our praise. Nail it down. The report of the Lord is I'm healed. The report of the Lord is I've got victory. I'm delivered. Nail it down. Nail it down. Nail it down. Take our praise. When you're strong, you're established. You're not fluid, mamby-pamby, insecure. No confidence, that's not you. When you become a praiser, when you're intimate with God and you begin to praise him like he wants you to praise him and you connect with him, then you become strong. Strength comes to you. Strength flows through you and you're established. You're not knocked over by every wind of doctrine. You don't give up and run every time there's a bad report, every time something happens, every time there's circumstances that you don't like, that you didn't bargain for, that you wish would go. You just stand there, established on the word of God. You stand, you go forth, you trust him. He is the king. He is the deliverer. He is the miracle worker. He's the mountain walker, mountain mover. He is the water walker. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Look at your neighbor and say, game changer. Say, game changers are strong. Go, say it like you mean to tell them, game changers are strong. Look at them and say, you are a game changer. Now look back and say, I am a game changer. Come on, say it like you mean it. I am a game changer. I am anointed. Why don't you take 30 seconds and praise him right now? Just have a praise break. Just get on your feet and bless him as game changers, as trendsetters, as trailblazers, as mountain movers, as water walkers. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. The healing is in the house. The breakthrough is in the house. The miracle is in the house. Financial turnaround is in the house. Somebody dance. Somebody shout.
Somebody swirl. Somebody spin.
Sit down. Y'all ain't gonna shout. All y'all doing is clapping your hands. You used to dance till 2 a.m. at the club, but you don't dance in church. Shame on you. Look at your neighbor and say, he's talking about you. Toe salves at the back door on the way out. They'll rub it on your toes for you. If I had a chance to shout when I was sitting out there, I'm going to dance. I always sat on the end so I wouldn't be hindered. I hated to be in the middle where I couldn't get out. But if I was, I'd make my way, say, excuse me, pardon me, excuse me. I've got to get out here so I can dance. If I had a chance to shout, I would shout. If I had a chance to dance, I would dance. If I had a chance to praise him, I would praise him. I'm going to be a praiser no matter what. I'm going to be a praiser no matter what happens. I'm going to be a praiser because praise gives you a breakthrough. Your miracle comes on the wings of your praise. Somebody's about to get it. Somebody's about to understand. The light has come on. Sit down. The people that know their gods shall be strong. The translation is the people that are praisers, the people that are worshipers, the people that are intimate with God, the people that go deep, the ones that are shouting Shabbat, the ones that are praising hallelujah, glory to God, the ones that are intimate with him, they shall be strong. They're the strong ones. They're the ones the enemy can't kill. They're the ones the enemy can't knock down. He can't knock you back. You stand. You're established. You're firm. Your feet is on the solid rock. Your feet are on the solid rock. God's put a new song in your mouth. Even praise unto the Lord. Game changers are strong. The people that know their God shall be strong. And then it says they're gonna carry out great exploits. Let me translate. You want somebody to carry out a great exploit? What you want them to do is you want them to do something. Do something. Get it done. Get her done. Are there any get her done folks in here? Are there any people that know their God that are strong in the Lord and you're just going to get her done? Whatever it takes, you're going to get her done. When my grandmother was living, she always said, Steve, we do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Don't make excuses. Quit making excuses. You're not going to get it done with your excuse. Well, it's too hot. It's too cold. I'm too old. I don't have enough money. I don't have the resources. Nobody believes in me. Nobody likes me. Hush! There will always be haters. It's not in the Bible, but right next to where Jesus said the poor you have always, he should have put beside that, and the haters you have always. They crucified him. He did no wrong, did no sin. Neither was any guile found in his mouth, and they still put him on the cross. So the haters you have with you always, who cares? Who cares what they think about you? Why do you care? It's really none of your business what somebody thinks about you. Be who you are in God. I just told you who you were in Him. The people of God that are worshipers that know their God are strong and they're going to do great exploits. How do you do a great exploit? Because you're a trained warrior. Because you registered in the school of roar. I thought I would have had some students to say amen right there. Trained warriors. You know what you got to do to be a trained warrior in the Lord's army? Start off praising. Just start off praising. When I was a kid, before I was even a teenager, I was reading the Bible through every year, and I started reading about David dancing before the Lord with all of his might. And he was a mighty king, and the Bible said he was a man after God's own heart. And I thought, well, if that's what God wants, then I'm a praiser. I'm going to be like David. I'm going to dance like David danced. I'm going to shout like David shouted. I'm going to praise like David praised. And then I got over and I started reading the wisdom books. I started reading about Solomon. And Solomon didn't ask for money. He didn't ask for stuff. You know what he asked for? Oh, some of y'all read. He asked for wisdom. God, give me wisdom. So I wasn't even a teenager yet, and I'm praising and dancing like David danced in praise, and I'm saying, God, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. All I want is wisdom. Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. Anoint me with wisdom. Anoint me with wisdom beyond my years, beyond my age. Anoint me with wisdom. Let the wisdom of God come on me. Pour your wisdom out on me, Father. Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. And what I started receiving when I got wisdom, I knew that if I had the wisdom of God, I would have everything else I needed. I would have the resources. I would understand relationships. I would understand people. And I would be blessed because I had the wisdom of God. God, give me wisdom. You ought to be praying, God, give me wisdom. Anoint me to praise like David praised and give me wisdom. Let wisdom get on me. Oh, God, give me wisdom. Anoint me to praise and give me wisdom. Anoint me to worship and give me wisdom. Let your wisdom be on me in the name of Jesus. So help me. All the way through school, as a teenager, people come to me. I wasn't called to preach then, or at least I was rejecting the call at that point. A few family members call me. I said, oh, no, God have knocked me down if he calls me to preach. I'm not going to preach. But people would come to me. Kids would come to me. School kids would come to me, want me to pray for them, want to ask me stuff, how to do this, how to deal with that. When we started pastoring our first church, we were just barely in our 20s. And people 30, 40, 50 years old would come to us and ask us how to raise their kids, how to raise their teenage. We didn't even have kids yet. And they're asking us, but God gave us wisdom. Oh, you didn't hear me. It wasn't me. It wasn't head knowledge. It wasn't something that I had done. I had asked God, God, give me wisdom. And the wisdom of God helped me. You want to be a game changer? You got to know God. You got to worship God. You got to be a praiser. You got to understand the shout. You got to understand to shout before anything happens. Why? You got to praise him and shout with expectation because you know he's faithful. And even though it hasn't happened yet because you've asked and he's faithful, you know the answer's on the way. You know the breakthrough is coming. You know the water walker is getting out of the boat. You know the mountain mover is telling the mountain to move and be cast into the sea. You know, 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 you know. And because you know, and you know your God, and you've been intimate with him, then you're strong. You can't be weak because you already know. People say, how can you stand? How can you be strong? I know when Tony first came here 20 years ago, things would happen. He said, how do you do that? I'm strong. I don't say that with arrogance. I don't say that cocky. I'm strong because I'm a worshiper, because I dance like David danced, because I ask for wisdom. And it's the anointing of God. It's only him in me, but I'm strong. I don't understand wimps. I don't understand quitters. I don't understand excuse makers. We can all come up with excuses. There are plenty. But the only one that you really have is, well, I don't know God. I haven't been worshiping Him. I'm not where I ought to be. That's the only excuse. If you're not strong, it's because you're not praising God. If you're not strong, and see, when you're strong, when you've been praising Him, you enter into His gates with thanksgiving. That gets you where He is, but you enter into His courts, the very throne room where His presence is. You enter there with your praise. And when you get there, in His presence, it's in the Bible. In His presence is fullness. Oh, you didn't hear me. In His presence is fullness of joy. Oh, somebody read that verse. In His presence is fullness of joy. Now watch this. The Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my... Let's do it again, because a few of you, the light just came on. You enter into His gates with what? With thanksgiving. You enter into His courts with praise. And in His presence is fullness of... When you get there, it's like, I can't explain what I felt. I can't explain what I saw. I can't explain what I know. I can't explain what I understand. I can't explain what happens when I got in there praising Him. When I lifted my hands, when I lifted a shout, when I glorify, I can't explain it. Oh, but I got joy. Oh, hey, when I got in there, it's just like, woo, woo, hallelujah, woo. I know something I didn't know. And then when you get that joy, it's my strength. How'd you get so strong? I went into the throne room, and in there's joy. That joy. I just know that I 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 know who He is, what He will do, where He came from, where He's going. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will not change. If He was a healer, He's still a healer. If He was provision, He's still provision. If He's a water walker, He's still a water walker. The people that know their God, the people that what their God? Know. What does that mean? Praise, intimate, in relationship, deep relationship. They shall be strong. When you're strong, and the strong man, the demons come, you bind them, you rebuke them. You tell them to back up. Tell them you have no right here. You go to Genesis 1 where God gave us dominion over the birds of the air, the beasts of the field, over every living thing. And He said, have dominion and subdue. And you tell the demons, you tell the attack, you have no legal right here. You tell the sickness, you have no legal right here. You tell the red ink in your checkbook, you have no legal right here in Jesus' name. You tell the bad report, you have no legal right here. And because the enemy has no legal right, he has to go. He has to back up. He cannot stay. He is trespasser. He is trespassing on your life, on your family, on your business. Oh, come on, somebody. People that know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. It means there will be purposeful accomplishment. Let me translate it again. You heard it before. Get her done. Purposeful accomplishment. You're going to get things done. In James, he said, James 1, he said, every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness. In other words, He's not mixed up. He's not one thing today and something else tomorrow. He's solid. He's secure. He's laser focused. There is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Oh, I changed my mind. No, He doesn't. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you carry out great exploits. You have purposeful accomplishments. What's he put in you? What is your dream? What is your vision? Joey and I are sitting on the front row, and the Lord just put it in my spirit, Joey, you need to write down how much you want to raise this year to translate the Bibles into those dialects around the world. Write it down. God's going to anoint you before this year is over. You're going to raise more than anybody in that company. He's in a company called Faith Comes by Hearing, and they're translating the Bible written or audible into languages. They go into villages where there's no word, there's no Bible, they can't even read. And they get people and they translate the Bible into their language and they put it on a device and put it back in there. Sometimes it's solar powered. Sometimes it's battery, but many times it's solar powered. And there's how many languages? 5,500 languages? And there's still 4,000 languages that have not been translated into their own dialect. 4,000. And when he started coming, when he and I met a couple of years ago, that their company had translated 1,600 languages into a language and put it on a device. He told me the other day they're over 2,000 now. They're at 2,000. There's still almost 4,000 to go, 3,500, 4,000 to go. But they're, write it down. In the name of Jesus, resources come. Translate the Bible. In the name of Jesus. Till all have heard. Purposeful accomplishment. I would say that's accomplishment that in the last few years they've translated 400 languages into the Bible so people can hear it in their own language. If you had never heard the Bible and somebody came with you with an English Bible and you're going, that's great, I don't understand. But if they put it in your language and you hear it in your dialect and you hear the good news that Jesus saves and there's only one God, the true and the living God, and for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life, and you got saved and your family got saved and your village got saved, you would know God did something. Purposeful accomplishment till all have heard in Jesus' name. And when you're a game changer and you carry out great exploits, there will be perpetual advancement. Thank God for what we did 27 years ago. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the strength then. Thank you for the vision then. Thank you for the people. Thank you for those that helped. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for helping us get this building. 22 years ago, almost 22 years ago, 21 years ago, February, this coming February will be 22 years. Thank God. We've done a lot of ministry that we could have not done without this place or something like it. Thank God, thank God, thank God. But we can't live on yesterday's miracle. Oh, you didn't hear me. You're sleeping. You're worried about where you're going to eat lunch. I'm sorry. I know it's past lunchtime. If you're taking medicine, it's 12:30. Game changers carry out great exploits and they have perpetual advancement. What that means is we might have had a great miracle last Sunday, we're going to have another one today. We might have had a great miracle yesterday, we're going to have another one today. God might have saved somebody on Easter, thank God. We need to get somebody saved today. We may have been healed yesterday. We need to be healed today. We need to walk in healing because the people that know their God, that worship their God, that are praisers to their God, they're going to be strong. And when you are strong in the power of his might, when you are strong in the Lord and the enemy comes against you with sickness or disease or whatever it is, you just tell him, get out, get out, get out. You are trespassing in my body. Get out of me now in Jesus' name. You cannot stay. You have no legal right. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. And it has to go. You didn't hear me. I said, it has to go. Game changers carry out great exploits. I'm going to bring it home. I'm going to try to land the plane. I usually don't say that because then I'll preach longer. I'm trying to land. Acts 17, New Testament, relevance here. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, hey, these people The ones that have turned the world upside down. You've been hearing about it. You've been hearing about revival. You've been hearing about breakthrough and deliverance. You've been hearing about them baptizing people in the ocean in California and baptizing in the ocean in Florida. You've been hearing about the colleges, revival breaking out and kids staying up all night and praying and revival breaks out and they come and they pray for a week or 2 weeks or a month and people come from everywhere. You've been hearing about churches where revival's breaking out, where Robert's Laird is and they've been baptizing people in water for weeks and weeks and months and several years now and they baptized thousands. You've been hearing about it. Those people that have turned the world upside down, they've come here too. As a matter of fact, you're sitting next to a game changer. Now, don't get in your head, well, I'm not a, after I preached all this as hard as I can go, I don't want to hear you in my spirit go, well, they're a game changer, man. I see one over there. But me, the devil's a lie. He's lying to you. I just came to tell you, you're sitting next to a game changer. And if anybody's sitting next to you, they're sitting next to a game changer, a trendsetter, a water walker, a mountain mover. And this is what they said. Jason has harbored them. He kept them in his house. He was protecting them. He was watching them. And all of them, they're acting contrary to the rules. They've broken a few rules. They're acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar. As a matter of fact, they're saying that Caesar's not the king. There's another king, Jesus. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? You don't have time for me to preach. People be leaving, going to McDonald's. And can't go to Chick-fil-A today. They're closed. So you be going to Burger King and Hardee's. And some of y'all got Waffle House dollar signs in your eyes. You trying to get to Waffle House tonight. Here it is. Game changers have come here also. Game changers are here. And game changers are the ones that know their God. They're worshipers. They're praisers. They're intimate. They go into his throne room. They get in his presence, which fills them with joy, which they in turn find out is their strength. So they are game changers and they become strong. And they understand no weapon formed against them will prosper. They understand having done all, stand. They understand when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. They understand that I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. And they understand I'm going to be strong and in the power of his might. So when you get that revelation, then you can act contrary to the decrees of Caesar. They keep shutting us down off of Facebook and Instagram and some of them. Now, if we say anything against their stupidity, you know, when they look at you and say, I'm identifying as a turtle or whatever they identify as. And if I say, and in the beginning, God made them male and female. And he said, multiply and replenish the earth. It was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. They want to shut us down. But if we say anything about them, we're hate speech. Let me tell you, I love everybody. Red, yellow, brown, black, and white. Rich, poor, young, old. Identify as a turtle. Identify as an ant. Identify as a fly on the wall. I love you. I'm praying for you. I believe in you. I believe that God wants to save you, that you can do things, that you can become a worshiper of God. You can do great exploits. You can be stronger than you've ever been. I believe that God wants to save you and take you to heaven. The Bible says it's not his will that any should perish or any. He doesn't want you to go to hell. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. That's what he said. So, we're going to act contrary to some of the rules. And we're going to preach there's only one king. If I had this choir up here right now, Adam, I would sing, "Right on, King Jesus." But I don't have them right now. And I can't sing like them, but they're on the way. They're coming now. They might get it together by the time they get up here. But there's no pressure. Zero pressure. You don't have to do that. I'm not going to spring that on you because I told you I wouldn't. Yeah, we're going to preach another king. There's only one king. He is the King of Kings. His name is Jesus. He is the Son of the living God. He is the great I am. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. He's the first and the last. There's not another with him. He is the bridge. He is the bridegroom. He's the chief cornerstone. He is the door. Come on, somebody. There's only one Jesus. Game changers don't have any trouble preaching Jesus because they're strong. They're not intimidated by the haters. They're not intimidated by the naysayers. They have strength. They have boldness. They have confidence. Be bold. Be strong in the power of his might. Take a stand. When you don't know anything else to do, just stand. Sometimes you don't even have to say anything. Just stand. Just stand because you know the word. Just stand. And when you know your God, you're going to be strong, and you're going to do great exploits. And sometimes you might only just be standing. Just stand. Just stand on the solid rock. On the solid, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Stand, stand, stand in the face of the devil, in the face of fear, in the face of trouble, in the face of whatever. Stand, stand, stand. Be strong and stand in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you are a world changer. You're called to be a world changer. Now I want to make it real simple. Start with your world. Everybody stand. Start with your world. Start with your personal world. Your personal life. Start with you. That's too simple, isn't it? You are created for conflict. You are built for battle. You are anointed for such a time as this. You are a warrior. You are to release the roar. All the things. But start right here. Jesus, pray this prayer. Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart fresh today as the Lord of my life. I repent for all my sins. Forgive me. Fill me, baptize me with the Holy Ghost. Anoint me to serve you. Anoint me as a praiser, as a worshiper, to dance like David danced, to shout like David shouted. Anoint me with the wisdom of Solomon. Anoint me to be bold, to be strong, to do great exploits. As I know you, as I worship you, as I become intimate with you, as I get into your presence and I'm filled with joy and your strength comes, anoint me. I praise you. I bless you. I worship you. You are my strength. You are my joy. You are my hope. You are the anointed one. Thank you for anointing me. Use me now. Baptize me fresh. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Let boldness flow through me. Use me. Use my hands. Use my mouth. Help me win the lost. in my world. Start with me. Keep me. Anoint me. Protect me to be the warrior you've called me to be. In the name of Jesus. Do it now. In the name of Jesus. And I give you the praise. I adore you. I praise you. I worship you. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I praise you. I bless you. I praise you. I bless you. I worship you. I adore you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.